I'm telling you again, 誠寫信. So again, maybe it's more like an emphasis. Okay. All right. Now, what is it that he is telling these groups of recipients? What is the message he's telling them about in these three verses? Now, before we get into that content, I want to explain the word because. 英文就是说 because, 中文就是说因为. So, like for example, in English, I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. So the because, 就好像是有，我自己觉得有一点怪怪的, because it's like, because the sin is forgiven, then I write to you. So it's kind of a little bit strange to think of it that way. So one way is to think about it, that word because is really what John is saying is that I'm writing to you to assure you, to tell you. So if you think of it that way, it makes the understanding of those sentences a little bit easier. So it's not the because, that causal relationship. I'm writing it to assure you all these things, because there are antichrists that are deceiving Christians that we're going to see later on in the passage. Okay. All right. So now that we kind of understand the structure of these three verses, he's trying to emphasize. So now let's get back into the content of what he is trying to tell those the Christians, the recipients, be it the maturing and the mature Christians. What is he telling them? What is he telling? The children, or maybe you can think of it as all the Christians. And what is he telling them?
Yeah, 有一种解释我听到的哈，就是十二节和十四节呢，实际上为了强调十五节讲的，就是他前面反复在讲，说小子们呐、啊，父老啊，少年人啊，我现在写信给你，我以前写信给你们过啊，我写过信给你们，现在我又写信给你们，为的是什么？就是十五节。 不要爱世界和世界上的事啊，那他前面实际上没有讲出他写信的内容是什么，他只是说啊，因为你们罪借着主的名已经得赦免了，小子们，我写信给你，不要爱这个世界啊，然后父老啊，你们是认识呢，从起初原有的啊，现在我写信给你们，曾经也写信给你们，你们不要爱这个世界哈，所以这也是一种的解释哈，可以把十四节，十二节到十四节的。
Okay. So thank you for sharing that. So now if you look at these three groups, okay, I think like Pastor He said, he is leading to that main point starting in verse 15 about do not love the world. 不要爱世界. But before that, he is reminding them that their foundation of the faith is really they know God the Father, and they know that their sins are forgiven. Okay, so that is the foundation. And for the young man, they have overcome the evil one. And when he talked about the young man or the maturing Christians, that they have overcome the evil, what do you think in those verses they mentioned is the key for overcoming the evil one?
就是认识神啊。
Okay. And how do they come to know God?
The word of God lives in you.
Right. The word of God lives in you. When I read this particular verse, I'm reminded when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. Okay. How did Jesus overcome the temptation and overcome the evil one? Remember the passage in the Gospels? How did Jesus overcome the temptation in the wilderness?
靠主的话。对的,
it's just exactly like here. It's like the way to overcome the evil one is really on because of God's words, right? So I think that is one of the keys. And then I think it's the same thing that John is mentioning here for the young man to overcome the evil one. And then finally, for the fathers who know him who is from the beginning. Okay. Who is the him that is from the beginning? Is it God the Father or is it Jesus?
都是啊。
Okay. They're both from, yeah, two good choices. They're both from the beginning. And so I'm thinking that just me, I'm thinking that when he is talking, know him who is from the beginning, they may actually be referring to Jesus himself. Why do I say that? He actually may be talking about these fathers who are old enough that may actually have met Jesus in person. Okay, so they consequently know him in that way, that met him actually in person. And Jesus is from the beginning, right? When we study chapter 1 of 1 John, if you remember verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. 记得吗? 在第一章第一节那里讲到, 那个时候, it's the same phrase being talked about the one who is from the beginning. And that one from the beginning is who was he talking about at that time in chapter 1?
Yesu.
It's Yesu, right? It's Jesus. So it's the same thing he's referring to. So very likely he is talking about, you know, you mature Christians, you fathers, the senior people, you know Jesus, who is from the beginning, okay? And so that's probably what he was talking about here. Okay, now after all of those reminders to these groups of people, now we're getting into that key part, that message that he wants to tell these Christians. Okay, do not love the world, okay? And that is described in verse 15 to 17. Okay. All right. What do the world or the things in the world refer to? 世界和世界上的事指的是什么? What do you think he's talking about? What is the world? What are the things in the world?
眼目的情欲,肉体的情欲,精神的骄傲。
Okay. 三样. Okay. What kind of concrete examples can you give for any one of these three things that he's referring to?
肉体的情欲很多啊，然后你看到漂亮的女孩，那种，这不就是肉体的情欲吗？其实眼目情欲也是啊。可能是眼目了，那个是看到的是眼目了。哦。Okay,
good example. What else? Make it, I mean, it's not a tricky question. I'm just kind of make sure we can remind ourselves what are some of these examples in today's society.
今生的骄傲和像是地位啊、权力啊，就是那些今生的骄傲，然后比较啊。Right.
What do we like to 比较?
我比很多啊。怎么都比啊。老公比较有钱，比较帅啊。Well,
actually, I think one of the things that we like to be is our children.
比小孩,
right? 读书怎么样啦? 找了什么样的工作啦? 去了那里上大学啦? You know, 运动好不好啊? You know, and all those things that we like to compare our children, right?
比孙子谁先会走路啊? 谁先趴地毯?
Okay. Okay. 还有什么? What are desires of the flesh? 肉体的情欲. 有什么是肉体的情欲? 刚才那个华美说, 看漂亮的女孩, 我觉得那是眼目的情欲. 那肉体的情欲, 你觉得是什么?
看好吃的东西, 很爱吃啊。
Right. 是很贵的啊。嗯哼。Yeah,很多时候是中国人, you know, 喜欢吃东西, right? But it's a lot more than that, right? It's not just eating, right? what else besides eating? Are we too shy to mention it because we are Chinese?
赖床算吗？
什么？ Can you say in English? What do you say?
赖床就是早上不起床啊。
Okay. Yeah, of course. You know, kind of like a, you know, laziness and just trying to, you know, not work, that kind of thing. Yeah.
是吃喝玩乐各种享受。
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So, Alex, you want to say something?
Yeah. I think a lot of things that we're not trying to easily draw a line.
Mm-hmm.
When we do anything, we need to understand anything we did, we do, have the price we have to pay. Okay, if you stay late, you need to go to work, you could get late, your boss not very happy, then you have to explain. That's a price to pay. Everybody know. And then when you are kind of watching those movie or something, you know, it's very difficult. You know, you don't, when you see a beautiful woman, then you close your eye. You know certain thing when you attempted to watching those movies, there's a price to pay. You will get addicted, and then the price it come later. And as long as you understand, anything is no free lunch. You have to pay. So anything we learn from the Bible and teach you, certain thing is very expensive price. You may have to repent for years to recover. So when you did something, they always price pay. The God's watching us. So it's very difficult to just picking example like that.
Right. There are definitely many, many examples. I agree. But, you know, we mentioned a bunch of them, right? They're definitely, you know, like, you know, sex, like pornography, or even video games. Sometimes in this generation, we may be kind of easily be indulging ourselves in those things. But anything can turn into something that is the desires of our flesh because we like it that way. Okay. Now, when you look at all these category, the three things that John mentioned, what did you find that are common across these three categories of things? What do you find that is common across the three category of things?
就是让自己特别舒服的事儿。
It's self-centered, right? It's always about me and about what I want, okay? That's a very good observation. What else? What else do you find that is about common about these three? Three things that John mentioned.
都不是从神来的。
Okay, they're not from God. They are from the world, right? 这几节告诉我们, all these things are not from God, are from the world. Okay. Another thing that I found about these three things is really talking about our heart. It is, John is not, you have to say, you know, just the flesh. It's not really, the world is not exactly the flesh, but he is talking about the desires. 是我们心中里面那个情欲, what we want in our heart. That is kind of our flesh tell us they want it, but it's really our heart. It comes back to our heart condition. So it's our desires in our heart and also the pride in our heart. So all these things, one of the things common is going back to our heart condition, okay? And all these things, John tells us, those are the things in the world. So why is it that we cannot love the world and God at the same time?
Because as a human, you know, we have a limited lifetime. And when you use up more time on the not from the God, that means you doing the world stuff. That means you don't you don't spend enough time. And then more gradually, for a long time, you may totally forget. You may not know what you are doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's only one thing that can sit on the throne of our heart. It's just like when Jesus was saying that, you know, you cannot love money and God at the same time, right? So again, it's one or the other. Same thing here, John is telling us, you cannot love the world and love God at the same time. You have to choose one another. And like Alex said, you know, you have this amount of energy, you have this amount of time, you have this amount of resources, and you're going to end up spending it on one or the other. Okay. Somebody mentioned earlier that all these things are from the Father. All these things are not from the Father. They are from the world, right? So let's look at these few verses a little bit more. What is the reason that John gives us that we should love God instead of loving the world? 为什么我们要爱神, 而不是要爱世界? What is the reason that John told us?
世界的事情都会过去的。
All those things will pass away, right? All those things, the world and the desires in it will all pass away. But then on the opposite side, what if you love God? Okay, right. So the contrast is, here are the worldly things. All these things are going to pass away. Whereas if we abide by the will of God, then we abide in him forever. So these are the things that are temporary, and then these are the things that have eternal value. Okay, so it's a simple choice for us to pick. Okay, let's take a look at a passage that we're going to read a few weeks later. Let's take a look at 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. Because this thing about the world is also mentioned in that, in two chapters later, in verses 1 to 5 in chapter 4. Can someone turn to that page and read for us, either Chinese, English, whatever you like, those five verses? 1 John 4, 1 to 5.
约翰一书4章1到5节 亲爱的弟兄啊,一切的灵,你们不可都信, 总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是, 因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了, 凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的, 就是出于神的, 从此你们可以认出神的灵来, 凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神, 这是那敌基督者的灵,你们从前听见他要来,现在已经在世上了。小子们啊,你们是属神的,并且胜了他们,因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。他们是属世界的,所以论世界的事,世人也听从他们。
Okay, thank you. So again, here it is talking about, again, the false teachers, which we'll see a little bit later on in chapter 2. And again, the emphasis here also tied to that these false prophets are of the world, and the world loves them. The world listens to them, whereas we are not of the world. So this part about do not love the world is also very much related to the next part when we talk about these false teachers that are loved by this world, that follows this world. So when we love the world, we're going to be attracted by these false teachers. So this portion, this part of chapter 2 about do not love the world is also very much tied to the next part that we'll read about of that we have to be careful about these false teachers, because these false teachers is going to be from the world, of the world, and loved by the world. All right, let's go back to chapter two here. An application question. How do we know, if we want to look at our own lives and examine ourselves, how do we know whether we love God or we love the world more? How do we know? What are some of the gauges that you can measure yourself?
在做一个选择的时候, 有没有从神来的平安?
Anyone else?
你的priority在哪?
看我们的钱和时间都花在哪?
Mm-hmm. Right. All very good measures. Yep. Okay. Yeah, for me, it may be illuminating after a week. You think back on what have you done in the past week and how have you spent your time. For me, it's really mostly time because I find that money, I don't shop. So I don't spend money. It's we'll be looking at how I spend my time. And that is going to tell me what emphasis have I put in my past week. All right, let's now move on to the next portion from verse 18 to 27. So 刚才我们讲过, here, you know, John is writing to three groups of people, you know, young children, young men, also fathers, do not love the world. You know, all these things in the world, they're not from God, and they're going to all pass away. Okay, so that is the core message of those verses that we just read. Now we come to a second part from verse 18 on to 27. Okay. What is John's warning? 他的警告是什么? What is, if you want to use one sentence to summarize, 他的警告, what is that warning that John gave to the readers in these verses?
要提防敌基督的。
Right. It's really to watch out for those antichrists, right? And in verse 26, I'm writing these things to you. 我跟你们写信, I'm going to tell you, there are people who are trying to deceive you. Okay, so the people, of course, he is talking about those antichrists. So he is telling them, be careful. There are people who are going to deceive you. And that's why he is writing. So that's the part, but this passage is really about, you need to keep the faith because there are people who are going to seduce you, we're going to trick you, we're going to lead you astray. Okay, so let's see how what those people are like and what they're trying to. So first of all, in the beginning, in verse 18, when John was talking about the last hour,
在18节,
dear children, this is the last hour. What is the last hour?
基督耶稣再来的时候.
Okay, right. It is right before Jesus is going to come again, right? So this is the time that Jesus has come and ascended, and then, but before Jesus is going to come again, his second coming. So this is the last hour. And so this is what John is reminding, this is the last hour. You guys need to watch out, okay? When we read the word antichrist, we immediately think about, oh, all these movies that we have seen, we have, you know, this is the one that is, the revelations is going to be that, the book of Revelation is talking about, or maybe Thessalonians, you know, that antichrist, right? That evil one who is going to rule the world. But actually, the antichrist here that John is talking about is 不是单那一个，是讲到有很多, you know, antichrist, plural, many antichrists. Okay. So according to John, what is the definition of an antichrist? 谁是那一些, 敌基督的人? Who are these antichrists? What is the definition of an antichrist?
不承认耶稣是基督的人。
Okay, very good. He who in verse 22 to 23, 都是否认耶稣是基督的人。 Okay, he who denies that Jesus is Christ. And that is the definition of an antichrist. Okay, and then also when you deny Christ, you also deny the Father. So it is all tied together, right? So if you deny the Son, you also no one who denies the Son has the Father. If you deny the Son, you don't have the Father. And if you confess the Son, you have the Father too. So the definition of an antichrist is very simple. Whoever denies Jesus is Christ. Those are the people who are the antichrist.
我有一个 question.
Okay.
Yeah, 因为我从 19节 开始看的话, 我会觉得他讲的这个不认耶稣基督的是指的那一些 明明就认识他，但是不承认他，不认他的，因为我们讲不认识耶稣基督的，可能有两种，一种就是他19节讲的，从我们中间出去的，是原来是认识的，但是他就是不愿意认，还有一种是根本就不认识神的，我觉得应该指的是前面那一种，他明明就知道，但是他不承认，不愿意认。
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, so this is not talking about those people who don't even know Christ yet, right? So there are many, many people in the world, they don't even know Christ. They may have heard of him, they don't really understand or realize that he's Christ. That's not talking about those people, like Hami said. It is really talking about this part that I'm actually going to ask you a question, is that Hami 提到的, antichrist are from us, but not of us. 他们从我们中间出去却不是属我们的。 What do you think that meant? What do you think that John was talking about when he said the antichrist are from us, but not of us? 从我们中间出去却不是属我们的。 What does that mean?
我觉得就是他其实是知道的，但是他就不服，好像撒旦一样，他明明知道神，认识神，但是他就不服气。
Can I ask a question for maybe indirectly they don't agree the Bible teaching and God work? Just take an example. Is the government is pro-choice or pro-life? And they if we are as a Christian, we pro-choice. We don't go with the pro-life. So in that situation that we are not directly talking about Jesus, but we are supporting contradiction to the Bible teaching, is that considered also is an anti-crisis?
No, that's not what that's not what John is talking about.
No,
so,
I'm asking that is not. I know he directly talking about Jesus, so we are not focused on that, right?
No, we're not. Yeah. So there are definitely many issues, even among Christians, we don't agree on, and pro-life, pro-choice may be one of them. But what he is referring to is a much more, you can say, smaller group or selected group of people. It's really those people who deny that Jesus is Christ. So that is what he's talking about here. But I would, yeah, definitely.
Okay, understand.
Yeah.
有一个问题，就是那个刚才说到敌基督，那些只承认旧约。 甚至于只承认摩西五经的那些人，算不算敌基督呢？
I would say I wouldn't call them antichrist. I would call them, basically, in a sense, they're kind of like non-Christians. That they don't even realize that Jesus is the Messiah that has already come. And so I think today there are a lot of Jewish people are still in the state. That, like you said, they believe the Moses laws and the five books, but then the Old Testament, but then they don't really acknowledge that Jesus is Christ yet. But that is more like a non-Christian that doesn't even know yet. This, when here is talking about the Antichrist from us, that to me means that they actually come out from the church. They come out from the church, but they're not of us. So meaning that they're not truly God's children. So they may have the appearance originally of a Christian in mixed in with the Christians, but they came out of the Christians, came out of the church, and then preached something that is totally not from God. They're preaching something that Jesus is not Christ. So these are the people that John is talking about. And those are the false teachers that are seducing people and leading people astray. And so that is the group that John is talking about here.
对，我觉得托尼刚刚举的也是这样，我个人也是说，他们说从我们，因为我们是基督徒，所以他们从我们中间出去，就说他们还也许自称自己是基督徒，可是他们却传的不是耶稣，传的是其他的异端，对我来说，所以我的看法是和托尼长老一样。
那么像 Jehovah Witness 或者是 Mormons。他们能不能是称为敌基督呢？
So, like anytime one of these religions, when they started kind of deprecating the role of Jesus, then they have fallen into that antichrist category. So when they, for example, if any of these groups say, oh, Jesus is not the Son of God, is not the only way for that salvation to God, but there is some other way. Then, like, you know, they may say, oh, Jesus is a prophet, Jesus is, you know, whatever, or an angel. Then if you get into that kind of situation, then they have fallen in the situation of being an antichrist. Pastor He, you want to say something?
And you can see 三节说，凡灵不认耶稣，就不是出于神，这是那敌基督者的灵啊。所以这个敌基督者的灵呢，它有多种的表现啊。那在末世的时候，有一位出来叫敌基督啊，这是专门指一位啊。那个这个人现在还没有显现出来，我们不知道是哪一位，很多人在猜哈，哪一个人是敌基督？网上你都可以找这些材料哈。那是指末世要出来的那一位。但这里讲的敌基督者的灵，就是凡是，因为魔撒旦的名字就是抵挡的意思，凡是抵挡神、抵挡耶稣、抵挡基督、不认耶稣是基督的啊，这些都是出于敌基督者的灵啊。那这个表现就很多了，包括佛教，包括这个伊斯兰教，包括其他宗教，包括基督教里面的异端。刚才讲耶和华见证人，讲摩门教，这些都是敌基督者的灵在运行，它有多种表现。但是具体到第二章这里面，显然这个使徒约翰的这个范围是很小的哈。他说十九节说他们从我们中间出去，显然接到约翰一书的这个教会里面发生过一场的教会分裂，有一些人离开了教会哈。那这些人呢，很有可能是后来这个形成这个诺斯底主义那个异端的那一派人。他们原先是在使徒建立的教会里面看起来也是这个教会的一部分，但是这些人因为信仰的不同离开了教会。那这些人呢，在这里被使徒约翰称为是敌基督的哈，就是在教会里面有一些人不认耶稣是基督的哈，受了这个希腊文化的影响，诺斯底主义最后从他们当中产生哈，就是否认耶稣是道成肉身来的啊。那这一部分人在第二章的时候使徒约翰称他们为敌基督的，许多敌基督的，好些敌基督的哈。但是从广义来讲哈，敌基督者的灵，凡是抵挡神的，作为不认耶稣是基督的哈，都背后都是敌基督者的灵。
All right, thank you. All clear on this one. Now, if you again look going back to these verses from verse 18 to 27,it talked about God anointing us. What is the anointing of God? Specifically, what is what is the anointing about?
圣灵啊。
圣灵, exactly. The anointing is being talked about is God anointing us with the Holy Spirit. Okay, so, and of course, you have seen in many other places in both Old Testament and in the New Testament talking about God anointing us with the Holy Spirit. So here is only two examples. So can someone read 2 Corinthians and someone else read the Gospel of Luke? Just read out these two verses here.
Okay. 那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且高我们的就是神，他又用印印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
So that's from Luke, but also from the Old Testament Isaiah as well. So again, very clearly, every time it's talking about the anointing, God anointing us is anointing with the Holy Spirit. So now, why is it, what does the anointing of the Holy Spirit have to do with, he's talking about Antichrist, he's talking about, you know, false doctrine. Why is he suddenly talking about the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the same paragraph when he is talking about these antichrist and false doctrines? What does the two have to relationship with one another?
我觉得是圣灵会提醒我们圣经的话，会提醒我们耶稣讲过的话。
Right, so the Holy Spirit is really, you can say, our main weapon against that false doctrines, because the Holy Spirit is going to help us and remind us of God's words, so that when we are bombarded with these false teachings, or when the Antichrist is talking us, trying to trick us, seduce us, and lead us astray, it's going to be the Holy Spirit helping us to make sure we truly understand what God is teaching us. And the Holy Spirit will remind us of God's words in the whole process. Now, if the Holy Spirit can teach us, how come we are still be deceived? These Christians that John is writing to, they all know the truth. Why is it that John would still have to write a letter to them to remind them? They have the Holy Spirit. They know the truth. Why worry?
Because as a human being, we always use our logic to look at the situation. We analyze very easy. The people, they are very skillful to using the logic and manipulate that. You easily follow their path, and then you forget about listening to the Spirit to understand the Bible.
Yeah, so sometimes when our relationship becomes, you know, we don't have a close relationship with the Holy Spirit, then the voice of the Holy Spirit is not going to be clear in our mind, in our head. And then when we are bombarded with these false teachings, then the reminders of the Holy Spirit would become less clear to us. So we still have to be careful. We have the Holy Spirit in us. We have to maintain that close relationship with him. And these false teachers are very convincing and very persuasive and very seductive. So whatever they say is going to appeal to our human nature and our own desire. So I don't know whether in your lives you have encountered friends, fellow Christians who got seduced away from the truth because of some false teachers. So maybe you do, maybe you don't. But I have seen that there are people that you would have thought that they should know better, that they've been reading the Bible, they've been Christians, but yet they got seduced when the false teachings come. So we have to be careful, all of us, to maintain that close relationship with the Holy Spirit. One thing that John reminded the recipients is that you have to let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. Okay, so these Christians have heard that teaching from the apostles, from John or maybe from other apostles, Peter, Paul, whoever that be. They need to make sure those teachings they heard from the beginning abide in them, reside in them. And they have to beware of these new teachings that someone may bring to them that is different from what they originally heard. So I want to ask you a very simple question. Now, John is the author of 1 John. He is also the author of the Gospel of John. One of his favorite words is abide, 住在. What does abide in Christ mean? 住在耶稣里是什么意思?
The Holy Spirit will be with you.
Okay, Holy Spirit will be with you. Okay, well, we all become Christians and Holy Spirit with us. Okay, is that good enough? Now that, okay, I believe in Jesus. He is my Lord and Savior. I repent. Okay, Holy Spirit, come and reside in me. Is that enough to abide in Christ?
They can go in and out.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you believe that day you forever the Holy Spirit will be you every minute, every second. It can be a temptation. You can make mistakes, you can overlook. The Spirit may not be with you all the time.
Or maybe the Spirit is with you, but you cannot hear him anymore. The voice of the Holy Spirit becomes faint and you can no longer hear him. What does Jesus teach in the Gospel of John? Even though John uses the word again in 1 John, but he may not have explained as clearly what does abide in Christ mean as detailedly as in the Gospel of John when he was recording Jesus' teaching. Besides what Alex shared about, you know, when we accept Jesus, we have, you know, the Spirit of God coming into us. So it's God in us and we in God. What other aspects do you think that we to keep us abiding in Christ? What is it that we need to do to abide in Jesus?
就是住在神的里面。Okay，怎么样住在神里面呢？在神的话语里面。和神从什么？就在神的话语里面。读神的话语。
Okay，okay， 小谢 ，you want to say you want to finish something？
和神在一起。Okay，be
with him， and how do you make sure you're with him， you're close to him？
You listen to him.
You listen to him. You basically obey his commands. Okay, it's really all of that, reading the Bible, have the Holy Spirit in us, and then you also have to obey and follow. And that's really how we abide in him. It's not something very mystical. We have to do some ceremony, but it's really as simple as just follow his words, read his words, follow his words. And that is really abide in him, is to follow his words, obey his commands. Okay, simple. An application question. Now that we talk about this whole passage about watch out for the Antichrist who may come and trick us, seduce us. If you hear some pastors, some ministers, some other brothers and sisters talking something that sounds kind of doesn't quite right, what are you going to do? What should you do?
就走了不要听啊。
Okay, flee, okay. 走了不要听。 Okay, that's good. All right, anything else you can think of?
我觉得我会请教那个其他的属灵的前辈， 把我的疑问提出来，然后听一听。
Definitely. Anyone else?
Go back to the Bible.
Go back to the Bible. Very good. Yep. Go back to the Bible. Somebody says something. Does the Bible say what he or she is saying? I tell you one thing. I'm old. You guys are young. I find that in the olden days, wow, 要找一段圣经 is not that easy. I have to go look at a book, look at this. Today, oh, ask Google. I can find that verse so easy. So if you, the tools that we have today, that we have with the computer and all of those, really can help us study the Bible so much easier, so much better than before because of all these tools that we have. So go back to the Bible. If somebody says something, go back to the Bible, search it in all these Bible apps, and you can find out whether that is really true or not. So definitely. Yeah, but all the things that you guys said are really true. And one thing, if you feel that you are equipped and you have studied it well, you can even challenge your friends. But, you know, like Vicky said, you have to be careful, right? So sometimes if you feel that you may not be totally equipped, you may want to flee and not even attempt that, especially when you have, I would say, if you are being invited to a group of people, and that group of people is you know, preaching something funny, you should definitely flee from them and not try to go attend, you know, these kind of group meetings where you may have a whole bunch of people bombarding you and you will be kind of like at a disadvantage. So definitely, if you may be on a one-on-one with a friend and you feel comfortable, have the Bible basis to go discuss with a person, maybe you can go help that person and turn him or her around, but definitely flee when you have this kind of a bigger group situation. Last two verses of this passage, the way I see these last two verses is like, now that, you know, going back to the, let me go back and remind you, you know, the structure at the very beginning that we were talking about, that when Pastor He, when he started on 1 John, here are the four conditions, right? So now that we have talked about fleeing from sin, obeying God and his commands, don't love the world, and keep the faith and watch out for these antichrists, after finishing all of those four conditions of walking in the light, there's a little, a brief summary at the end of chapter two before we go on to the following chapters that John here is talking about, okay, that, you know, and now we need to be prepared for Jesus coming again. So let me jump to that. Sorry, hang on a second. In verse 28, what is the reason that that verse gave us that we need to maintain that close relationship to Jesus?
Because he's coming. He's coming back.
He's coming. And if you don't have a close relationship when he comes, then what would happen when he comes?
You'll be ashamed.
You'll be ashamed, right? So John is saying that we may be confident and unashamed when he comes again. So that's the reason that we need to make sure we need to be prepared for his coming. We need to walk in the light, do all these things that we've been talking about in these two chapters, so that when he comes again, we can be confident and unashamed. Lastly, in verse 29, what is a test that is mentioned in verse 29 that you can know that you've been born again or not?
行公义啊.
Right. It's really if we live a righteous life, that is the way that we know whether someone is born again or not. It's like in the Gospels, when Jesus tells us that you can tell a tree by its fruit. So if someone who doesn't live a righteous life, then you may want to question, does he truly have been born again or not? Because a truly born again Christian should live that righteous life that people can see. This is an application question that we all can think about. We don't have the answer in this meeting, Are we ready for Jesus to come again? Can you be confident and unashamed to welcome him back? Or will you be embarrassed and ashamed when he showed up? To finish, this is this week's memory verse. Can someone read this memory verse?
约翰一书三章二十三节，神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
Thank you. And that will be one of the major topics that we will study in chapter 3. And I know Pastor He is going to pick someone to recite the memory verse next time. So my reminder to all of you, you better be prepared. He will pick you. Okay, Pastor He, you have any announcements before we close?
之前我们有练习背圣经经文嘛，除了我们每个星期三晚上祷告会，我们都会用我们背诵的经文来祷告，来导读经文。另外一个我发觉就是找同伴，刚才有姊妹讲说，哎，我跟我的这个姊妹一起来背哈，夫妻是最好的同伴哈，那在一起吃饭之前，背完圣经才能吃饭哈，这个比较好哈，得找个同伴，大家一起互相提醒，这是最好的方法，背诵神的话。
刚才最后那一节说怎么知道我们是 born again， 就是说圣经说凡行公义之人都是他所生的。可不可以像刚才你举过的问的问题，就是给一些 concrete 的 example， 怎么样叫做凡叫做行公义？我觉得我们很容易每一个人都觉得自己都是行公义，那很明显这个行公义的人一定不是只是自己觉得自己行公义啊。如果是这样的话，每一个人都觉得自己是行公义，每一个都是 born again 啊，那究竟怎么样才是叫做是行公义的人呢？
Tommy， 我不觉得我是用公义，我是用那个第九节，他说凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的，因为他道他在心里，他就不犯罪，他就知道他就是从生的了，我是这样认为，谢谢。
First of all, what is the standard of righteousness? I think that standard is not what we think is righteous, but what God thinks is righteous. So I don't think it meant that if I think I'm doing righteous, then I am righteous. It's more like if I'm doing what God thinks is righteous, then I am righteous.
Yeah, 这句话我们下次还会读哈，因为你会注意到约翰的语言是很简单的，他讲的东西啊，在约翰的书信、约翰福音里面，他好像非黑即白，非黑即白哈，从神生的就不犯罪啊，犯罪的就是属魔鬼啊，这是约翰他用词的一些特点，所以在这种的用词的特点当中哈，你不能单独只看一句话。所以一定要把它放到上下文里面，你才能读出他为什么在这里这样讲啊！所以我建议这28节29节可以作为上一段的总结，也可以作为下一段的 introduction 啊！所以下一周请大家回来啊，我们还会把这节经文提出来，把它放回到这个 context 里面，看它是引出了一个新的 topic。前面是讲我们要在光中行啊，讲了很长一段，到这儿要结尾了，它要转了，他要转到说下一段，就是说怎么做天父的儿女啊，这个主题了。那这个时候他就提出哈，这个凡行公义的就是从神生的这件事哈，所以我们下一次再仔细可以再展开来看。
Any additional questions or comments from anyone? Okay, if not, then let's close with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the book of First John, that the Apostle John has told us how we can walk in the light.We thank you for the reminder about not loving the world, and be careful with keeping our faith and not be seduced by those who are against you. Lord, help us in our daily lives that we always put you in the first place, and all these things that are distracting us, be it the flesh, the desires of our flesh, or the desire of our eyes, or the love, or the pride of this life. Lord, all these things are distracting us. Help us that we can cast those things aside, but instead that our eyes will be focused on you, that you're always in that first place and sitting on the throne of our life. So Lord, I pray for every single one here and myself, that as we follow you, that we are always coming back to you, that your words is the guide for our paths, for our lives, for our walkway, and that you are always at that first priority in our lives. We thank you for today's discussion and the passage, the wonderful time that we can spend together to study your words. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.